Delaware is taking its third swing in 15 years at getting a dedicated amount of its electricity from offshore wind farms. From WHYY's Climate Desk, WHYY's Chris Barish reports advocates are hoping this time's the charm.
A 2008 contract that would have made Delaware a pioneer in offshore wind collapsed when financing evaporated amid concerns over the cost to consumers. A later task force appointed by Governor John Carney concluded in 2018 that the price wasn't right. But a new law Carney signed this month directs the state Environmental Protection Secretary to study the feasibility, cost, and pros and cons of getting power from wind turbines yet to be built in the Atlantic Ocean. A report, including details on a procurement process, is due by year's end. University of Delaware professor Willett Kempton says offshore wind power is key to the state meeting its goals to cut greenhouse gas emissions.
Delaware cannot meet its climate change goals without offshore wind. There's just very little land-based wind, and we can't build enough solar to do what we want to do. You just can't get the reduction you need in power production without offshore wind.
State Senator Stephanie Hansen cites a report Kempton co-authored last year that said costs are down from 5 years ago.
That report basically said offshore wind could make sense for Delaware, and the price has gone down significantly, and they believe that we should head in that direction.
She also noted that Delaware's coastal neighbors, New Jersey and Maryland, are in the offshore wind game.
Certainly, offshore wind is coming. Whether Delaware builds it or our surrounding states build it, our surrounding states are further ahead than we are.
Even if Delaware decides to go forward, it would be several years before offshore wind power begins flowing into residents' homes. From the Climate Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.